Richard Gillian.
Come in.
Sorry you've had to make a journey. Just there are some things I'd rather not be saying over the phone.
Yes, of course.
To be honest, I wouldn't normally have taken this investigation as far as I have. But you were recommended to me by Mr. Nevison, so...
I appreciate it.
First of all, I did a check on that address.
In the letter?
Yes. And it's like we thought, just a letter drop. Sort of place they hold your mail and you go in and pick it up whenever you feel like it.
Yes, I imagine it would be.
So I don't think we're going to get much joy there, but then perhaps we won't need it.
You found something?
Well, I thought about what you'd said, and it all seemed to make a lot of sense. This blackmailer, whoever he is, he can't know you personally.
No.
Otherwise he wouldn't have got the wrong man. And now you've met the girl, this Melissa, and you've talked to her.
Yeah, she wouldn't have got the wrong man either.
So she's out of it, which only leaves what you call the one common denominator left.
The hotel.
Which is where they'd always met. Always the same place.
Yes, always.
Which leads us to think it's somebody who works in that hotel, who has access to hotel records.
Since that's how he came, by my name and address.
Exactly. The other point being that leopards don't change their spots.
What?
If he's done it once, he might well have done it before.
Oh, yes, I suppose.
So it's a matter of, is there anybody working at that hotel who has form for this kind of enterprise?
And is there?
Well, what I did, I persuaded the hotel to supply me with a list of their employees. Now, they might have got the impression I was the Inland Revenue, I don't know.
No.
Anyway, once I had the list, I got a pal of mine from the force to run it through the police computer. And, well, yes.
You found somebody with a record for blackmail?
Demanding money with menaces. No such charge as blackmail.
But you did find...
Gentleman called Philip Thornton.
And he works in the hotel?
He's a barman. Well, bar supervisor, they call him, but... Yes, he works there, certainly. I've done a little CV on him.
Ah, thank you.
You can see he's been around, but what we're interested in... Late 70s, he worked in a hotel in Brighton, and it seems he had a racket going there which is not dissimilar to your case.
Blackmailing?
Blackmailing the guests who were using the hotel for reasons they'd rather not have broadcast. Anyway, one way or another, he came unstuck and ended up serving 3 years.
Well, it must be him, then. It has to be. I mean, it's just too much of a coincidence.
Well, there's no saying for definite,
but... No, but odds are.
Oh, odds certainly are.
And I mean, a barman, yes, all makes sense.
Well, he sees everything, doesn't he? Everything and everybody. And I suppose it's not too difficult to judge who's with their wives and who isn't.
What, no.
So he selects a dodgy couple, nips to reception and collects a name and address to go with them, takes a few candid camera shots, and he's in business.
Not for much longer.
Well, normally, if you were asking my advice, I'd say it was a police matter.
Oh, no.
Well, so you said.
No, it's the damage it would do to the other people involved. No, I don't want the police to know anything of this.
Well, they won't from me. No, it's all yours now. You've got his home address there, phone number. What you do with them, that's entirely up to you.
Star Escorts, Julie speaking.
Hello, I wonder if I can arrange to meet one of your young ladies.
Of course you can, dear. Was it anybody in particular you had in mind?
Yes, a lady called Melissa.
Melissa.
And I'd like to meet her tonight, if that's possible.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Well, I met her before a couple of nights ago. My name's Richard.
Richard. Oh, yes, dear, I remember. Well, I'll have to check with her, see how she's fixed.
Please. And I'd like to meet in the bar of the Swallow Hotel. It's where we met before.
Rightio, I'll tell her. Now, I'll have to ring you back. Is that all right?
Yes.
There's a Mr. Nevison here wanting to see you.
Here?
Yes. He doesn't have an appointment, but he says it's urgent.
Ah, yes. All right. Send him in. Oh, Helen.
Yes?
I'm expecting a call from the Star Escort Agency. Can you make sure it's put straight through? Now, you want a coffee? Or...
No, no. I'm sure you're busy. I shouldn't be interrupting you, I know, but...
What?
Well, I just can't stop thinking about this... this mess... I was in court all morning. God knows how I got through. Anyway, look, I just wanted to say I'm sorry about this morning. I shouldn't have said... But I will talk to Claire. I will, yes, and I'll tell her the truth.
Good.
I'm sorry I said I wouldn't. That was just me panicking.
Well, I've been doing a certain amount of that myself.
But do you think we can ask her? Claire, ask her not to say a word to Adele.
Yes, of course.
Please.
Well, she won't. She really won't.
Well, but women, I mean, they do tend to confide, don't they?
No, not about this. Claire isn't stupid, and anyway, she knows it'd only distress Adele, which is the last thing she'd want to do.
Yes, well, I hope so. But then, you see, there's still this blackmailer.
Yes, well...
And if he doesn't get his money, and he has these photographs of me...
Yes, I know.
God knows what he might do with them. They might turn up anywhere.
OK, yeah, that's...
But you understand why...
Yes, I understand why you're worried, yes, but I think there's a chance to... Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yes?
Your call from the Star Escort Agency.
Yes, thanks, Helen. Yes, hello?
Is that Richard?
Yes.
Well, I've spoken to Melissa, dear, and she says she is available, yes, so that's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And
so...
I told her the Swallow Hotel, like you said, and she said that'll be fine, and she suggested 8 o'clock, if that's all right by you?
That's excellent, yes.
And just one other little thing. You know about her fee, don't you? £70, like before.
Yes.
So then, there's just the agency fee of £25. Shall I take it off the same credit card number?
Oh, yes.
It'll be easiest, won't it?
Yes.
Well, that's all settled then. I hope you have an enjoyable evening.
Thank you.
Bye, dear.
Yes, bye. Sorry.
No, I've got to be going anyway.
Look, I do understand you're worried about the blackmailer and these pictures.
Well, I suppose I'll just have to risk it.
Well, no. I think there is a chance that we might be able to sort that out.
Yeah?
Yes. Tonight, with a bit of luck. But she hasn't been in touch with you at all.
Mum, no.
Well, okay. I just wondered.
Dad, what's happening? I mean, what's really happening between you and Mum?
Nothing. Don't worry. It's just, like I said, she's gone away for a few days.
But it's to do with this woman.
Oh, sort of, yes. Except that there isn't any woman. At least not in the sense... Look, don't worry about it, David.
Dad, I'd rather know the truth. I'm not a child anymore.
Oh, I know you're not a child. And the truth is that your mother is the only woman in my life. And if I could just find out where the hell she is, I think I might be able to prove it to her.
Do you want me to come home?
No. Well, I mean, yes. Look, it's always nice to see you, but there's no particular reason for you to come now. Anyway, look, David, I have to go out just now.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me know what happens, won't you?
I will, I promise. Bye for now, David.
Yeah, bye, Dad.
That was your brother.
Yes.
I just wondered if your mother had been in touch with him, but apparently not. Anyway, look, darling, I'm off out again. Sorry I keep leaving you alone.
It's all right.
I might be back late. In fact, it might be very late, so...
Well, I'll just lock up and...
Yeah. Oh, but look, if your mother rings...
Yeah.
Tell her I've got to speak to her. Don't let her ring off without leaving a number or getting her to promise she'll call or anything, so long as I can speak to her.
Yes, can I help? Can you tell me, do you have a barman called Philip Thornton works here?
We do, yes.
Do you know if he's working tonight?
Yes, I think he is.
Only, you couldn't describe him, could you? It's just he's a friend I haven't seen for God knows how many years. It'd be a bit embarrassing if I don't recognise him.
Philip? Well, he's sort of, what, around 50?
Yes.
And shortish, certainly shorter than you, and going a bit thin on top. But don't tell him I told you that, will you?
Oh, no, I won't, no. Thanks. Yeah, you've been very helpful. Whiskey and soda, please.
Yes, sir. Ice?
Ice, yes. Yeah, it's quiet tonight.
Yes, it is, still. You won't catch me complaining.
No. Ah, well, good evening.
Hello.
Let me get you a drink. What would you like?
Just a tonic water, please.
And a tonic water?
Yes, sir. Ice and lemon, madam.
Yes, please.
Thank you for coming. I wouldn't have asked you if it hadn't been important.
Well, I imagined it wasn't just company you were after.
No. Well, not in the sense... No. It's to do with what we talked about the other night. Oh, first of all, sorry, let me pay you.
No.
Well, yes, I'm taking up your time.
You paid me last time and didn't get much for it. Anyway, I'm not in that business anymore.
No?
No. Take an early retirement.
Oh, I see. Well, congratulations.
I told the old bat at the agency, but she still rang me, which was all right when it turned out to be you, but... No, all that is finished.
Why? No, sorry, none of my business.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. In fact, it's because of you as much as anything.
Me?
Well, all that talk about blackmail and police and... I mean, I always knew it was possible, of course I did. And other things, worse things. Anything's possible when you spend your evenings meeting strange men in hotels. But I suppose I always thought it wouldn't happen to me. And then suddenly it almost did. So I'm getting out while I'm ahead.
Why do you... Why did you do it?
Money.
Just...
Money, yes. Well, there's not much else to recommend it. Trying to appear interested in men who are drunk half the time and only want to get your clothes off the other half. Gets depressing. Till I did this, I didn't know that there were that many sad men around. So, anyway, that's my news. What's yours?
Well...
Did you talk to Lawrence Nevison?
Yes.
And?
He admitted it. Seeing you, using my name, everything. Said he'd done it because he was frightened to tell you who he really was, and so he pretended to be me instead. That's basically it.
So, you've told your wife?
Well, I haven't had a chance. She's still away.
But she is coming back.
Well, I sincerely hope so. No, the reason I wanted to see you tonight... Don't let him see you looking, but... The barman who served us.
Yes.
Do you know him?
No. Well, only by sight. He's here most nights, been behind that bar as long as I've been coming here. Why? What? It's him. He's the black man.
Well, wait. Let me ask you this. Do you think when he serves you, when he sees you in here with different men...
Yes.
Well, do you think he knows that you're... Well, you know...
A tart.
Well, no.
A cool girl, then. It doesn't matter. I told you, I've retired. But yes. Mm. Oh, yes, he knows exactly what I'm doing.
Well, he said things.
No, never actually said anything. It's just the way he looks at me and a little smile he gives sometimes, as though to say, you might dress like a lady, but you don't fool me.
I didn't notice anything.
No, well, he wouldn't do it while you were there. What I'm talking about is when I'm by myself... Before the gentleman's arrived. So, it is him?
Well, I think it is, yes. For one thing, he's done it before. Yeah, he went to jail for it.
Oh, well, the little creep.
When you used to meet Lawrence here, that was in this bar, was it?
Yes.
And this barman, he served you?
Oh, probably, I can't remember. So, you mean he took photographs of me with Lawrence Nevison in here?
Well, looks like it.
Then when we checked in...
Yeah, he went and got Lawrence's name and address from reception.
Not knowing...
That Lawrence had used my name instead.
Well.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Hopefully, get those photographs off him.
Even though they're not of you?
No, they're not. But Lawrence... Well, Lawrence is terrified people are going to see them. His wife or the police. See, he's a lawyer. And he's known in the city, so he reckons anything like that would spell the end of his career.
So you're doing this for him?
Oh, well, for myself as well. It's the only way I can persuade him to talk to my wife.
Oh.
So, God knows what time Philip Thornton goes home, but whenever it is, I shall be following him and paying him a surprise visit.
Might he not live in the hotel?
Oh, no, I have his address.
Oh, I wish I could be there.
No, you've done your bit. And I am very grateful. Thank you.
Does that mean I have to go?
Oh, no. No. Nice to have some company. I mean, company.
As in company. Yes.
Yeah. Well, would you like another drink? Same again for me, and a white wine and soda for the lady.
Certainly, sir.
By the way, what time do you close?
Oh, about midnight, usually. Depends on what the demand is from guests.
I see. Thank you.
What if he denies it?
I don't intend giving him the chance. This is the man who's put me through hell. He doesn't know it, but he's got the shock of his life coming to him.
But you won't be going to the police?
No. No police.
Oh, thank you. Well, this is an exciting night, isn't it? Catching blackmailers.
Yes.
And did you really...
What?
Play for England at rugby.
Oh, yes. Yeah, a long time ago.
See, I know all about you.
Oh, from Lawrence.
Yes. I know about where you went to school and how you've just generally been brilliant and successful at everything.
Yeah, I told you a pack of lies then.
No more than they all do. They all want to let you know how brilliant and successful they are, but at the same time that there's, you know, that there's something missing in their lives. Something the little wife back home can't manage to provide.
Well, in Lawrence's case, I shouldn't say it really, but in Lawrence's case, I suspect that may be true.
Poor man.
Yes. And what about you? What's the story of your life?
Oh. I'm divorced.
Yes?
And I... Go on, then. I'll tell you.
Oh.
I work in a hospital. I'm a radiographer.
Oh, really?
Yes. And now that's what I'm going to be full time. And at night I'll stay home and watch telly like everybody else.
And your name's not really Melissa?
Not when I'm a radiographer, no. But while I'm still in this place, then yes, it is.
There. Is that one...
Yeah, taxi!
He's seen us. Well, thank you.
Thank you. I hope you have a happy retirement.
Oh, I will. Poor, but happy. So, you're going back in?
Yeah. Hang about till the bar closes and then give Mr. Philip Thornton the shock of his miserable life.
You? I've seen you.
Yes.
In the hotel?
Yes.
So what do you want?
I want to talk to you about some letters.
Letters? What? Hey! Get out! What do you think you're doing?
Coming in. Then we can talk.
Get out. Go on. I'll call the police.
Yeah, you do that.
I will. You see if I won't.
And tell them the man who's broken into your flat is Richard Gillian. Right? Richard Gillian. Go on then. Ring the police.
What do you want?
You know the name, then?
No, I don't know. What do you want? Do you know what time it is?
Close the door.
What?
Close the door. Else you'll have all the neighbours here, and I'll have to tell them what it is I want.
You can tell me, and then you can get out.
You recognise these letters?
No.
Look at them.
I don't. Never seen him before in my life.
You sent me these letters.
No.
Blackmail letters.
Not me, no. Sorry, pal, but you've got the wrong man.
So this isn't your handwriting?
No, nothing like it. So look, you leave now and we'll say no more about it.
So find something.
What?
Anything. In this flat, with your handwriting, printing like this. Find something and let me see it.
No, I won't. Go on, get out. Get out of here.
No, and don't try...
Get off!
I warned you.
That's assault. That's assault, is that?
It will be in a minute. You wrote these letters.
No, get out. Go on, get out.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah.
Then give me the photographs.
What?
The photographs.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Give me them.
I haven't got no photographs. Not of you, honest.
Not of me. No, not of me, because you got the wrong man. But photographs you thought were of me. You thought they were of Richard Gillian, yes?
What?
You tried to blackmail me.
No.
Yes, only you got the wrong man, because it wasn't me, it was somebody using my name.
I don't know what
you... Yes, you do. Yeah, I think it's just beginning to get through, isn't it? You've been blackmailing the wrong man. Now, I could go to the police and you could be in court. Again. You could end up in jail again, because you've done this before, haven't you? Second offence, this would be...
What is it you want? I'm not admitting to anything. I'm just saying...
What is it I want?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to wring your neck. That's what I really want.
Get off.
Do you know what you've done to my marriage? Do you have the slightest idea?
Get off. Get off.
Give me those bloody photographs.
I haven't got any. Not of you.
Photographs you thought were me when you were sending me your nasty little letters.
Let go.
Last chance. Are you going to give me them?
Look... It was a mistake, right?
Oh, yes, a bad mistake.
So, say I do have some photographs, which I'm not saying I have, but say I have, and I give you them, what are they worth?
Your neck. That's what they're worth.
Oh, no, no, I think they're worth something to you, else you wouldn't be here.
You're going to give me them.
Well, Only when I know what's in it for me.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, come on. I have something you want, so what are you offering?
I'll show you what I want.
No!
You evil little...
No!
Come on. Come on, get up. Look, you asked for that. Come on. Oh, no. Oh, no, oh, Christ. Oh, no. What are you... Oh, God.
Emergency, which service?
Ambulance.
Ambulance, putting you through. Ambulance.
Yes, there's a man, collapse. He's unconscious.
What's the address?
Address? Oh, yes, it's, number 48, Beaumont Towers, Stretford.
And your name, caller?
Look, it's urgent. He needs urgent attention.
Yes, but could I have your name, please?
48 Beaumont Tower, Stretford.
Yes, I've got that, but could I have your name?
Come on. That's it. Just keep breathing. Ambulance on its way, okay? Keep breathing.
Salford Royal.
Yes, hello. I wonder if I could make an inquiry about a patient.
What ward is the patient on?
Oh, I don't know that. He was taken into casualty early this morning.
What's the patient's name?
Thornton. Philip Thornton.
Could you just hold and I'll see if casualty can tell us anything?
Thank you.
Morning. Oh, sorry.
Morning.
I didn't know you were on the phone.
Yes, it's okay.
Not Mum, is it?
Oh, no. Business.
Do you want some coffee?
Please.
Hello, caller.
Hello, yes.
Mr. Thornton was transferred into intensive care. Would you like me to put you through?
Oh, please.
Intensive care, Sister Yates speaking.
I want to inquire about a patient.
Yes, are you a relative?
No, a friend.
And what's the patient's name?
Philip Thornton.
Philip Thornton. Yeah, well, it's too early to say very much. Mr. Thornton hasn't yet regained consciousness, but all other observations are stable.
So, I mean, is he going to be all right?
I really can't say at this stage. Perhaps if you were to make an appointment to speak to Doctor later on, he could tell you more than I can.
You look awful.
Oh, thanks.
No, you do. You did get to bed last night.
Yes, but it was very late.
Looks like it. It's not all this with Mum, is it? You're not letting it get you down?
Oh, no, it's just late night.
Let me make you some breakfast.
Oh, no,
I... Dad!
And actually, I've just got a quick visit to make.
Who to?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll tell you what, I'll be back in half an hour. Might have some breakfast then.
Richard, come in.
Sorry to disturb you, Adele. I just wanted to catch Lawrence.
Oh, that's all right. Except you must excuse the way I look. He's in the kitchen. Come on through.
Richard.
Hi, Lawrence.
Now, Richard, would you like a coffee?
Please, yes.
We'll go in the lounge.
Oh, must you? It's in a terrible mess. I haven't tidied in there yet.
It doesn't matter.
Well, no need to be in such a hurry. At least let me give Richard his coffee.
Thank you, Adele.
Right. What happened?
I assaulted him. He's in hospital.
What?
I'm sorry, it's terrible. Look, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what to do.
We're talking about...
The man who wrote the letters.
Yes?
Yeah, he was the barman at the hotel. And I... See, I went to his flat
and
last
you
night.
Assault...
Yes, I assaulted him. I hit him. But he was trying to do a deal. He wasn't even, you know, apologetic. He wasn't begging for mercy or anything like that. He was trying... The fool was trying to do a deal, asking me what I'd give him for his damn pictures.
What, did you get them?
What?
The pictures, photographs, did you get them?
No.
Oh, God.
Well, I didn't think. I just wanted to get out. He was on the floor, unconscious.
You left him?
No, I rang for an ambulance. And then, yeah, I left him.
So he might be dead?
No.
Well, how do you know?
No, I rang the hospital, Salford Royal. He's in intensive care. They wouldn't tell me much, just Well, he's still unconscious.
Why? Why did you have to hit him?
Because, why do you think? Because of his letters. Because of everything he's done to me.
So you still didn't have to half kill him?
No. But I did.
And now what? Now what's going to happen?
I don't know.
Because they'll have informed the police. You know that, the hospital, they'll have informed the police.
Probably.
Oh, definitely, it's routine. So when he comes round, if he comes round, well, then he's going to tell them, isn't he? He's going to tell them it was you who assaulted him.
Well, that's...
And then it all comes out, doesn't it? It all comes out, everything.
Not necessarily.
But the letters and the photographs, photographs of me.
No, he might decide...
Christ,
no, he might decide to keep quiet.
Keep quiet?
Yes.
Well, why? Why should he?
Because whatever he says, he implicates himself. See, if he names me, then he knows I'm going to tell the police what he was up to.
He might not care.
I know. I've thought of that. I've thought of everything. I've been up all night. And I just think there is a chance. I think there's a chance he'll keep quiet.
Well, let's hope so. Because if he doesn't, then this is going to be on the front page of every newspaper in this bloody country.
Yes?
It's Mr. Nevison. He says he has to speak to you.
Oh, yes, put him on.
Richard?
Yes?
You've nobody with you or anything?
No. What?
You haven't heard.
What?
He's died about an hour ago. Police have just issued a statement saying it's now a murder investigation.